Welcome back to the Behind the Saints podcast, where we get to know Siena Saint athletes outside of their sport. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter, and today I'm with Siena soccer player Bilal Hersey. How are you?
Good, how are you?
So, I was just going to ask you, what was like a big reason why you chose Siena?
One of the main reasons why I chose Siena, first of all, I had a lot of options coming in to my college sort of journey. And one of the reasons why I chose Siena was it sort of gave me that family atmosphere when I came on my visit. A lot of the guys were very close. A lot of the guys showed me that this is a place where sort of I can play right away and sort of build relationships that I continue to have as of right now.
Yeah, and you've definitely had some good years here, so that's awesome. Yeah. What would you say like your favorite part, you know, of like being a part of the team is?
Just being around the team, to be honest. We're a very close-knit team. We're always together. Pretty much anywhere you see a player, you see all of us in like a big group together. So I feel like one of the, like me as a person, I'm a very like, I like to be around people. I like to talk to people. So being in that like team like atmosphere, that camaraderie we share, and I feel like we're just a very close team, and I really, really like enjoy that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Before you came to Siena, you kind of did a lot of stuff. I saw you got Gatorade National Player of the Year.
Yep.
Congrats on that. What was that like, high school, kind of that transition from there to now?
I struggled a little bit in the beginning. I had a lot of success at like the junior level, so high school club soccer. As time went on, I sort of got used to it, and I sort of got used to the level here, and I feel like I'm starting to flourish, and I'm starting to be like a key player here.
Yeah.
I don't really like talking about sort of that past, but it's something that I'm proud of and something that I hold on to this day. But I want to create new history, and I want to be like a better player and better person day by day.
Yeah. So you're from Maine, right? Did you move to Maine, or were you?
I moved to Maine. So I was born in Georgia.
Oh, wow.
I lived in Georgia for about 8 years, and then I moved to Maine, and I went to high school, elementary school, middle school in Maine.
Yeah. So like, do you really remember a lot from Georgia?
I actually remember a whole lot. There's a lot of sort of big moments that happened in Georgia, so it's hard to forget it. A lot of my like key growing before coming to Maine was done there. I don't know. It's something that I continue to like hold close to my heart. I enjoy my time there.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be where I am without Maine, to be honest.
Did you say did you kind of start your soccer career when you were young?
Yeah, I started when I was about 4 years old. So.
Is that your only sport?
No. I ran track. I played basketball up until I was
you're
eighth,
a hooper?
Eighth grade. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a runner,
yeah. So I pretty much went across the boards up until like eighth, ninth grade, and then that's where club sort of took off, and I just sort of like specialized in soccer pretty much.
Yeah, and you said you were like on the national team and stuff. What were some of like the coolest things from that?
Yeah, that was to this day, both instances I got called up to the national team were sort of last minute. When I got called up for the under 20, I was sort of here training. It was during COVID, so I haven't really gotten to play in a game. Been around like a team atmosphere for like really for almost like a year and a half. So I got called up for that in November 2020, and then I got called up for the senior team.
Oh, nice.
Which was like probably the best moment, best experience. Literally like everything sort of worked for in my life sort of came into that moment. And it's been one of the, it's the best moment, to be honest.
Yeah. Where was like the best place you traveled from there? Or do you have like a couple favorites?
Yeah. So we spend most of our camp in Tanzania. Tanzania is beautiful. Pretty much has everything you want. Nice water, beaches.
So nice.
Nice weather, all that stuff. We were in South Africa as well, so which was pretty nice. I really enjoyed it. We were in Johannesburg, so that was a nice area to be around. Qatar was one that I really, really enjoyed.
Yeah, that's actually cool that you got to like go to all those places. Yeah. Hot weather though.
Hot weather, and mostly that's the common theme in all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can see why you liked it. It's definitely better playing.
Especially
in the heat.
The timing I went with all of them was like around November and March, which is pretty cool here. So like having that, getting away for like a good month was like for both trips was like really, really fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Are you the only person in your family who plays soccer, or does anybody else like it?
pretty much everyone in my family played soccer or has like a relation to soccer.
Cool.
I have two younger siblings who currently play. My older siblings played. like pretty much my dad was a huge sports person, track, volleyball, soccer. So like he really got us into sports early and sort of initiated that for us. And I think that it was good for us, to be honest. It sort of gave us discipline and sort of commitment to go after what we wanted to go after, and just gave us guidance to pursue like higher.
So is that kind of like your big family thing?
Yeah, it's really.
You guys
like soccer,
play soccer
pretty much
out in
everyone.
Backyard?
Pretty much everyone. My mom doesn't even really like it, but when it comes to like going to sporting events and supporting her kids, like she loves it.
Aww.
But it's like a huge family thing, like soccer, sports in general. We just love watching sports.
Yeah, that's kind of a cool thing, like with your family too. Just like something that you all like share a love for.
Exactly.
Do you have other siblings in college right now?
No. None. Pretty much everyone's graduated. And everyone else is doing like either graduate or master's, but I'm the only one in undergrad right now. Pretty much.
You're the last one, kind of.
But we're getting one ready right now. My younger brother is 18, and he's sort of doing a gap year next year. But after that, he's probably gonna.
So he's in Maine too.
The college soccer game as well.
Is he in Maine too?
No, he's in New York.
Oh, so is he like out of prep school?
He's at an academy in New York.
Oh, cool.
And he plays there right now. And we're working on a couple things for him for his gap year. And then hopefully then he can transition into the college game.
Yeah, awesome. So this is a BTS podcast. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter. We're located in 88.3 radio station. And I'm here today with Bilal. What is your funniest memory here?
At Siena?
Yeah.
I'd say probably, to be honest, our like preseason, like I feel like our preseason's very like, besides obviously the exhausting training and stuff, but I think all the moments in between and after are like usually like very funny. You're with the guys 24/7. There's no school, there's no other distractions.
Yeah.
No one's really on campus. So like those little moments, probably just like the initiation moments, like getting a lot of the freshmen doing their whatever they have to do.
Yeah.
Just like spending time with the boys and just the team.
Yeah.
It's just usually the funniest. Like there's so many moments I can pick out from those.
Yeah. So is that like times. The time of the year? So you're doing like what, 8 hours?
Right now we were in 8 hours, then we moved to I believe 16 to 20 hours.
Yeah. So yeah, so like off season, preseason are kind of those more bonding times because you're not like
it's
in
not,
the rut.
Yeah, exactly. And the coaches aren't as much as like it's really intense in preseason, double sessions and stuff like that. The coaches aren't really around to sort of that's like the time where, especially within our team, the past couple of years, there's been a huge shift in like roster.
Yeah,
so like that time has been like we've been used into like either go on little like trips either to Lake George or like like bowling or like just have like. What is it called? Karaoke night and stuff like that. So just like enjoying time with each other, getting to know each other so we can get ready for the season and just build relationships because that's what we're here for, to be honest.
So not that you have a lot of time, but kind of when you're not playing soccer, what's like something you like to do here?
I like to meditate.
That's
something I like doing, meditating. Again, like there's not, I don't really get it a lot of time to sort of be like do something besides it. But when I do, it's just like meditating, spending time, quality time with myself, and then spending quality time with the people around me.
That's you do usually, yoga?
I'm not really.
You should try.
I can't do it yet. My hips don't work like that.
Your hips don't. That's a good.
I know, but
meditation
it's something I want to get into. I've done yoga a couple of times, not a couple of times, like often. But I'm not that good at
meditating.
I'm not that good yet. But meditate is something I've become an expert in. So
do you like listen to YouTube like videos, or do you just like yourself?
So I began with doing YouTube videos, and now I just sort of meditate in silence because I've gone better in it, either in my room, in the locker room, or sometimes like after training sessions, like on the field. I usually just like try to fit it around then. I try to end it with like usually end my days with like a reflection or like you see me like my journal and stuff
I've
like
seen
that.
The journal.
So like reflection, just like meditating and stuff like that. So that I usually just try to like finish my days like that. Sort of just see how my day goes or how the month and where the year is going. And then regarding that, just spend a time with my
You always family. Seem pretty zen.
Huh?
You always seem pretty zen.
Yeah, that's just
so.
Usually.
Very relaxed. So any fun plans for the summer?
I'm going to be in Pennsylvania for the summer playing for Summer League.
Cool.
besides that, that's gonna pretty much take majority of my summer. I'm gonna be away from home probably again, so getting used to that by now.
No Maine for you.
Yeah, and then hopefully once that finishes up, I go on a little like trip with my friends. So that's what I'm waiting for.
Where are you guys going?
We're still haven't decided.
Are you gonna do an Airbnb?
We're either thinking if we stay in the United States, we're thinking California.
Ooh.
But if we don't, either one of the islands or Europe.
That's a lot of options there.
Yeah, the three.
Europe's cool. Have you ever been?
No. Oh, no, yes, I have. But
where?
I've gone to the UK pretty much everywhere in the UK. And then I've gone to Belgium. I've traveled a lot, girl.
Belgium has good chocolate.
Yeah, they do.
I gotta go there.
They do.
So yeah, Belgium's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good one to go to. Are you sad about not going back to Maine at all, or are you good with it?
I'm going back for
a little bit.
Like 10 days. Yeah. Which is usually how it goes for the past couple of years. I'm not home often, obviously, from traveling with the national team, just playing over the course of the summer. So just enjoying those 10 days and then getting to work over that summer with in a new environment.
Yeah.
Something that I've been really excited about, and just hoping that it goes really well so it can work. So it can help me sort of into this journey to the professional world.
So where are you going to stay in Pennsylvania?
Reading, Pennsylvania. It's about 45 minutes from Philly.
So you live with a teammate?
Yeah. Pretty much a whole group of us are going to be living together in a nice little dorm, a big dorm.
Oh, it's a dorm?
Yeah, we're staying at a university in that area, and we're going to be staying at the senior housing, which is going to be pretty nice.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a nice roommate?
Mm-hmm. Straight from England.
Yeah. So you said your training's kind of crazy for the summer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. My summers are usually really long. A lot of training, a lot of just hard work. A lot of time by myself, but I usually do make 2-3 days where I can spend time with, again, my friends, and then when I'm back home, pretty much I spend as much time with my family.
Yeah. On another note, favorite color?
Blue.
Blue?
Blue.
I knew you were going to say that. favorite movie?
Coach Carter.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Coach Carter always gets, it always gets me emotional, man. I can watch it as many times as possible. It'll always get me.
Who introduced that one to you?
My brother, my older brother.
How old is he?
He is 31. He's a coach as well. So
where does he coach?
He coaches at the college level and club level. So he coaches JUCO right now, but he's transitioning to D3, and then he coaches youth as well.
Do you kind of want to get into that after?
I'm debating on it. College coaching in general is very stressful.
Yeah.
I think. It's something that I'm just gonna have to see after my professional career.
Yeah. What's your major here?
Communications marketing.
Same.
We're twins.
I know. How's that been for you? How have you been able to juggle all of it?
It's been well. To be honest, I enjoy both aspects of that major, man. It's just I enjoy it a lot, to be honest.
Yeah. What's your favorite class?
The favorite class I've
so
take,
far
I've taken.
Or you're looking forward to take.
I really like the oral. Have you taken the oral communications course?
I didn't hear, but it's the public speaking.
Public speaking. I enjoyed it, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't think I was, but it's one of those where I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I liked most of the marketing courses as well, to be honest.
Yeah.
There's not really any one that I disliked.
Yeah. The public speaking ones are kind of scary though.
They are in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then you
get
as time goes on. If the teacher builds a good environment, then it should be smooth.
If you have a fun class, would they would you get up to the podium and they'd ask random questions?
Yes. So we would do the regular where you do a speech on a certain topic, and then there's a Q&A after where you just talk about whatever. I did I remember I did mine on youth socialization into sports.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So this is the BTS podcast. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter. We're in the 88.3 radio station, and today I'm here with soccer player Bilal. On that note, tell me about something that – tell me about your favorite food.
My favorite food. That's a good – I love to eat, so I don't know.
You can just start naming them.
I love lasagna. I love chicken wings. I love, I'm telling you, I can go on and on and on. I just love food.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like homemade like cultural food that I eat from back home that I love and I miss. But I don't know, I just love food in general. I can go on and on and on.
You just got done with, is Ramadan over now?
Yes, it is.
Talk about what that was like.
That was like, it was obviously like a good, like obviously it was a very good like spiritual like month. But besides that, obviously it's not easy juggling student athlete. Obviously while also being like a very committed like religious person, so balancing all that was definitely, it was definitely not easy, but also it's something that I like sort of like to take into account, that it's something that I'm gonna have to sacrifice and something that I'm gonna have to do. So it wasn't easy, but I definitely, there was a lot of moments where I enjoyed and cherished as usual.
Yeah, because, like, you couldn't eat at all, right?
No.
For, like, a while.
So, pretty much, I would do everything everyone else is doing, but without food, sleep, and, like, water, so, or drinks or anything
like that.
That's
a long, so what is it, a month?
It's for a month long.
Were you exhausted at the end?
Yeah, there's obviously moments where, you know how off-seasons usually work, they're very tough and grueling, a lot of lifting, a lot of running, a lot of just playing in general, so... and then with school, and then just like not really sleeping adequately throughout the whole month, it definitely takes a toll on you. But it's just being mentally tough and just all mental, to be honest.
Well, there's a few athletes here, right, that participate.
A couple of my teammates. I have two teammates who are participating in it, and then there's, I think, besides that, I'm not too sure, but I know two of my teammates.
Yeah, so that was probably good. At least you guys had each
other. No, yeah, we definitely have each other. I have a good, really good relationship with those two guys, and obviously my team in general builds a good environment for us to sort of be ourselves and helps us out in like throughout the month with anything we need. So salute to them.
So you guys just had a little soccer formal. How was that?
It's pretty fun. A good way to sort of end the year. A good way to sort of celebrate like basically the whole year. And also just a huge like culmination of the 3-4 years some of these guys have been here. Just spending good time with the guys and just enjoying it. And like, again, like it was a really good event, and I just enjoyed. I really enjoy spending time with my friends, and then sort of just spending time with guys who are leaving as well. Just cherishing moments, building memories, and like building bonds that sort of will last a lifetime.
Yeah. So are you like closer with more of like the seniors and grad students?
So I'm like, in general, our whole team just really like, we're very close knit. Everyone sort of loves each other. But our team, like, I'm very close with the seniors and some of the grad guys, because I came in obviously 3 years ago and very young, and they sort of just took me in, and they really like, they really, really were like real ones, if to say the least. They just sort of built a very good environment for us to just sort of be ourselves, and just like, they built like a real environment where everyone's there for each other when you need it. And sort of that's what we want to build now, as like an upperclassman for the guys who are coming in.
Yeah. So how many did you say you had coming in?
We will have a lot coming in.
So are you excited?
There's not an exact number, but there's going to be a big class coming in. So it's something new. Obviously, it's technically like, it's going to be like a new era with some guys transferring as well. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a big class coming in, sort of. So we need big personalities and big characters sort of to step up and fill the shoes of some of the guys that left and sort of lead the team.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. Yeah, it's something where...
What's your advice to, well, not really transfers, but like fellow freshmen coming in this year?
I think you have the platform to succeed. We're a team where we bring out the best out of each other. Yeah. So if you're coming in, just sort of be yourself, be willing to work.
Yeah.
And just like, be willing to learn as well. And I think as time goes on, you'll be successful in whatever you do.
Yeah. Would you say your freshman year was like kind of like... not like scary, but were you kind of more nervous than you thought you would be?
I just had pressure coming in to be like good right away. So I came, I obviously, as you said, like I had a very successful like high school club career. So coming in, I put a lot of pressure on myself to be successful right away. Yeah. And it's not just me, like the people around me as well. So in that first year, like I just sort of struggled with that fact, but it was a good learning curve. I noticed that it's not as easy as I thought it was going to be coming in. I thought I was going to come in and sort of dominate right away.
Yeah.
But it took some time. I'm still not where I want to be, but I know that in the upcoming year or two that I'm going to be like one of the better players.
So you'll probably do you have a COVID year?
Yeah,
or is
I have
it
a COVID
like a grad year?
I have a COVID year.
Oh, cool. So you'll plan on using that.
Um, Probably. As of right now, it's something that's in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
It just depends how this year goes.
Yeah. Now I get that. Yeah. And it's like, how have you handled it? Like, it's a lot on your body, too. Like, how do you even, like, treat all of those? Like, that you're just so sore and stuff all the time. Like, I don't know how people do it. It's impressive.
It's definitely, you start to feel all the niggles and all the, all the little pains in the hips and the knees. And sort of like it takes longer for you to recover, but I think it's something we enjoy doing.
Yeah,
we love to play sports, and something that even though it comes with all those things, it's something that we can't really stop doing.
Yeah. So, where do you live next year?
Like housing here.
Yeah.
I live in I'm gonna be living in McCluskey in a 6-man with my teammates.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Are you in there now?
No, I'm in Cushing right now.
Oh, okay. So who do you live with? In Cushing, other teammates?
Two teammates and 3 tennis guys.
So, oh, wow. That's a fun group.
Yeah, we're very close with the tennis team there. Those are the boys. So
yeah.
I think it was something we've sort of built. Again, the older guys sort of built that for us, and we just came in. We have a strong connection with the tennis boys.
Yeah. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. No, it'll be nice. It'll be nice for sure.
You think that's so far probably going to be your favorite place?
What, Cushing?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be hard to beat it, to be honest.
You guys decorate it?
No, we decorate it. We got good vibes. It's just everything, to be honest. Like, it's like I come in there after a long day. We just sit down, play video games. We just talk. We just talk about bullshit, but it is what it is. Like, it's a good time, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's a good time always with those guys. Like, we've, in a short amount of time that I've been with around those guys, sort of built really good relationships.
Yeah. Again, I feel like all the townhouses that I walk into, they're like covered in like a bunch of like those meme flags.
Yes, it's just meme flags.
Like
we have that. We have that all over.
We do.
Only meme flags.
Who bought them?
Huh?
Who bought them?
The guys before.
Oh, the guys.
The guys before did.
So what are you going to donate to the guys?
The guys after?
Yeah, what are you going to?
I'll get them something. Don't worry.
You'll get them something good?
Yeah.
I always wondered, like, have you ever thought of maybe like hiding like random messages throughout your like... townhouse, like, oh, whoever lives here next.
I would do that, to be honest. You know, if there was like you know how in some schools there's like certain housing, so like there's like a soccer house specifically.
Yeah.
So like, I would do that if like, for example, if there was like a new like the younger like the underclassmen was sort of moving into the house. I think that's something that would be pretty cool.
I feel like you should do like a mini scavenger hunt, but you're gonna have to like hide stuff like good so like it doesn't get taken out.
I think Sienna got some good spots to do it.
Yeah, cause like back in high school, my friends would like hide like messages like on the lacrosse team, like in their old like jackets when the next girl got it. They're like on hunt.
You return the bags. Yeah, it makes sense. That's crazy. I never thought about that.
I know. Maybe you should. That's, do that.
You give me ideas because I'm trying to think of ways to sort of what is it called next
Leave
year.
Leave your legacy. Kind of keep it going.
Yeah, it's not that. And what is it called? Just sort of some things to do with the younger classmen. Just
make
to toy
them
with them. Just to toy with them and just, you know, build that little thing during preseason. So I think that's something I might do.
Yeah.
Me and Cap will think about that.
Might as well. Because you guys have a lot of bonding time coming
we
up
do.
In
we
a couple got, months.
And yeah, and in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Our preseason got cut a little shorter than usual.
Oh, really?
It's just a couple of days shorter. So I think we're going to need to build, like, ramp up the relationships quick and sort of get in those guys and get them acclimated quick. A lot of them sort of are usually European. So getting them used to sort of the American like, culture and also just the like college style of play. It's a bit faster and stronger. So a lot of them need to get used to that.
Yeah.
So
How would you say you adjusted to it?
It took a little, like I underestimated it a little bit coming in. I just sort of came in and I thought I was again just gonna dominate right away. So understanding that and just sort of learning that sometimes I think it was good that I struggled in the beginning, sort of led me to understand never underestimate going into a situation.
Yeah.
Sort of come in like you would, like if you were going into like a professional atmosphere. So sort of just understanding that, and that's like usually an advice I would give to younger guys as well.
Yeah.
Just come in and be willing to work, be willing to learn, and you're going to be successful.
Are you working do you guys do like a soccer camp?
Yeah, we do.
For the kids?
We do. We're going to have a lot of guys local this year playing for like a summer league team locally.
Oh, cool.
So I think they'll have that set.
Have you done it at all ever?
No, I haven't done it.
So do you guys have like a younger fan base at your games?
That's something I've been trying to incorporate it's sort of just like I've started dialogue about that, sort of doing more community work.
Yeah.
So we can sort of build that younger demographic, because especially in weekend games, they tend to make up most of it. And
yeah.
It's good to have it. It's a good like sort of experience for them to enjoy having yeah. family like weekends and stuff like that. I think it's something we can benefit from, considering like our games are mostly during the day. And
mm-hmm.
that's usually a good time for like kids, sort of club kids and like families and stuff could come. So
yeah.
that's like an initiative I'm trying to bring about.
Yeah.
Sort of to just build our fan base in the community.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of kids, like even because I grew up here, like a lot of kids were always going to the Siena soccer mm-hmm. camp. Like I think when you start out and you do that like young kind of group and
yeah.
you get them into it and they get to like actually know the players.
Exactly.
It brings in like so
yeah,
much.
It does. Like again, you just build that like sort of community within a community. And once
yeah.
you sort of, you got like, you probably know, like once you go into the community and talk to these kids and sort of go
mm-hmm.
to like the YMCA or go to like
yeah.
local like youth club teams, you sort of build relationships with them. And not even that, they sort of want to aspire to be you. So like
yeah.
you build that big like sort of empowerment connection. So
yeah.
having them there, doing something like that, it's something that I'm sort of thinking of, and hopefully
yeah.
we can get into effect going into the fall.
Yeah, because like you probably don't even know it, but there's probably like little kids that are like, oh, I want to be like
yeah.
him. Like he's a good player.
Exactly. Because like I do a lot of that back home, and it's
oh, really?
Really and it's really working. Yeah, I do a lot of community work. I do a lot of coaching, and just sort of that sort of helps our like academy we built back home. So
yeah, no, that's definitely something that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like to say, like, you have people following
exactly.
you, and like have, I feel like for you especially, like that feeling of like support's really cool. So
mm-hmm.
you could just like bring so many people
that's,
out to the games.
That's very true. Oh, that's something special. It's good. Like that's
yeah.
like why, again, like I feel like that's why I got into sports
mm-hmm.
through like the inspiration from family members or guys who came before. So I feel like it's our duty to sort of do that as well.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share?
I don't know. I think we did. I think we did a pretty good job.
Well, thanks for coming in
thank
today.
You, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Again, this is the BTS Podcast. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter. We are located in 88.3 Radio Station. And thank you, Bilal.